This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, peeps? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com is where you can find us on the internet. And if you want to call 844-551-8255, I have to tell you, more things happened on the weekend. I'm not just talking about my kids winning their eighth straight baseball game. Yeah. Thanks to Dad. No, I'm kidding. These kids work hard. And I got to tell you, though, it's funny to watch these 10-year-olds. They strike out, they cry, they miss a ball, they cry. You know, it's like, come on, kids. And I know what you're saying. Kevin, come on, they're 10 years old. Stop me. They're almost 11, first of all, okay? They're almost 11. No, but, look, it's like I told my son the other day. I jokingly said to him, why do you cry so much? Because at 6 years old, my uncle said to me, boy, why are you crying all the time? And I was like, I don't know. And so I joke with my son, who's 10. I'm like, you know, you cry 3 times a day because your mom scolds you or something like that. What's up with that? It gets you nothing. You got to stop crying. You know, look, if you have a reason to cry, cry. But come on. He thought he got tagged out. Didn't get tagged out. He hit what he thought was a triple. And it probably would have been had he not been looking instead of running the bases. And he goes to third base, he slides in, and the kid tags him, and he's like, I didn't get tagged. And then he threw his helmet, and his coach sat him down for the rest of the game. And I was, that's exactly what you should do. You have to show decorum all the time. See, leftists will let their kids get crazy and do all that. I told him, first of all, there's no reason for you to cry because you got tagged out. I'm sorry. There are many worse things happening in the world for to be crying about. He didn't tag me. Yeah, he did. He tagged you. You had a good run. They made the best throw they could, because normally you can run on these kids. They got very lucky, and they tagged him out. And he wouldn't have been tagged out, as I said, if he hadn't been watching and just running the bases. That's what I tell them all the time. So, anyway, a couple of these kids started crying. One kid struck out, and he cried, and we finally gotten our son over that. And I'm just like, come on, guys. But anyway, they won their eighth game in a row, came back. They were behind, I don't know, 7-4 or something. They came back to beat these guys by 3 runs, and life is good, right? Because the kids won, and they're getting over their stuff. And then they go to a tournament where they play much better boys, and they struggled a little bit. But that's life, isn't it? I mean, we can find these little elements of life in this strange thing called life. And see, what happens is, and the reason why I'm bringing this up, and we got a ton to talk about, is when you look at these kids in their development and you watch them and you say, look, toughen up. You usually hear all the parents out there, kid gets hurt a little bit, gets a scrape on his arm, suck it up. You hear the dads and the moms are over there, you know, nursing him back to health. But even the smart moms are going, okay, you're all right, get back in there. You know, if you haven't lost a limb, don't come complaining to me. And I watch this dynamic. Especially because we have such a hodgepodge of parents. We have an LGBT couple. We have a guy whose sister is gay, and she shows up occasionally. And then one of my son's teachers, who's gay, shows up to the game occasionally. No, it's not a matchmaker thing. And then we've got liberal guy from Panama who's married to a white woman who works for the government, who's uber liberal as well. And what's fun, and then of course, I'm a staunch conservative. Melissa's a staunch conservative. So we've got this whole dynamic working, but it works really well together because we all get along. And even talking politics, it's a joke. They'll say, like Ismail, who's from Panama, will say to me, oh, so stupid Republicans, you know, or whatever. And so the other day, in fact, we talked about the shooting in D.C. or in Virginia. And Ismail's like, that's just bad. That's bad. And I said, it's your people. That's your people, baby. And so Kathleen, the gay lady, she starts laughing. And I go, it is. That's y'all's people. And he's like, that's a tragedy. That's a tragedy, Kevin. I know it is. I said, y'all are dangerous. That's why I keep my eye on you. You know, so we joke about it. But at the same time, we make our point. But here's the bigger point of all of this is that this thing called life gets in the way of life. And this thing called life is where the lessons get taught. The proud conservative, the proud Trump voter goes to these games every single day and professes, well, every week, and professes that, you know, I'm about Donald Trump, I'm about conservatism, I'm about, you know, showcasing the lunacy of the left. And little by little, I'm telling you guys, these folks get it. They get it. I tell the story all the time that no, it doesn't matter where I go, I'm vocal in being a conservative. I am vocal in being a Trump supporter. I tell people why. When they argue with me, I give them points back. Really? So I tell you what, name me one place where Barack Obama made an impact in capitalism and jobs. Name me one company. Because if you want me to name you some for Trump, let me start with Carrier. Let's go back to Ford, who didn't move their plant. GM, IBM's bringing 25,000 jobs back. Alibaba says they're going to create 1 million jobs. You've got SoftBank, who created 50,000 jobs and invested over $50 billion into the U.S. economy. And I could go on. U.S. Steel, Dow Chemical, and other companies that are now looking to reinvest and bring money back offshore, et cetera, because of Donald Trump's tax policy. Now, you show me where Barack Obama did anything close to that. Oh, by the way, Trump negotiated the largest arms deal for the Saudis to protect themselves. $350 million over 10 years. Dwarfs Obama's deal. He just came back from doing a deal with Qatar for $15 billion selling F-15s, which, by the way, that's our old airplane. Now, you tell me, compare any part of this to Barack Obama. While Barack Obama was sending the debt through the ceiling, Donald Trump has cut the debt by over $200 billion. And not only that, it's going to go lower. Even with the interest rate tick up, it'll still go lower because of the policies of Donald Trump taking $2 trillion of bureaucracy out of the government, not even including Obamacare. So, what do you got? Oh, your president was black. Well, congratulations. You know, because if that's all you can hold on to is that your president is a black man, okay, low bar, because that means anybody black can do it? Is that what you're saying? Look, it takes leadership. I don't care what color Donald Trump is. Donald Trump could be a gay purple man, and I would still be saying the same thing because he's focusing on the right stuff. Anyway, we got tons, folks. Philando Castile's shooter, the cop, he was found not guilty, so guess what?
We want no justice, no peace.
And some crazy things were made. Oh, by the way, Trump redid the Cuba policy, so we'll talk about that. Tons. Well, we got tons. Stay here. I'm telling you, if you go somewhere else, you're going to be very disappointed.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Where do we start, folks? Welcome back, Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Where do we start? Holy cow. I mean, seriously, so many things going on. My head was swirling as we were putting the show together. And I was like, where do we even start? And, you know, because there's so much big news out there, but there's a lot of news that has stuff under the surface. Like, what does it mean? You know, what does all this mean? So let me give you an example. Undoubtedly, Fox is in a state of turmoil, right? Fox News. You guys know I'm a Fox News contributor. By the way, this week I will be on Fox. I'm actually in New York to be on the show. I'll be on a few Fox shows. And the departure of Megyn Kelly, which, quite frankly, was probably a good thing, but it was closely followed by the departure of Bill O'Reilly, certainly put the network in a precarious situation, and the other networks are believing that they're taking advantage of this. Here's what I can tell you. The other networks may have a spike in some way, I don't know, because you never know how they cheat, because that's what leftists do, but they're not getting the Fox audience. There's no way people are going to watch MSNBC because Fox is struggling. You may be a news junkie, but that's not where you go to get your fix. And it's not reflected in CNN's ratings because they are actually behind MSNBC. So I don't know where we're going. We're probably going on the internet and other places, but fine. But Fox will recover at some point because in chaos, there's opportunity. Tucker, as you guys know, has been a breath of fresh air in the lineup. And the execs continue to tinker with the other on-air talent. So you've got Eric Bolling doing the show. I don't even know if that show's still on because I saw Britt Hume in that slot. And, of course, Martha McCallum's moved on to get her show. They moved the 5 to the evening, blah, blah, blah. So you can still see they're tinkering. They want to figure out the formula. They've moved certain personalities over to the 5 like Jesse Waters. And then, of course, they changed the format of Greg Gutfeld's show to where he's more of a panel discussion. So, you know, I can see. I mean, just from the little bit that I understand about news and the things that I actually enjoy watching, I see that they're certainly tinkering. But this latest move may show more of a shift than some who view Fox News as conservative may tolerate. Because it looks like Fox is trying to jettison any vestige of the former CEO, now deceased Roger Ailes, the guy who actually hired me, because they're dropping the slogan, fair and balanced. Now, I can guarantee you, and I have this argument with leftists, once a month, Fox is far from being conservative. Far. They have, a couple of conservative people, Tucker and Sean Hannity come to mind right away. But most of the other people on Fox are moderates at best and left-leaning, you know, for the most part. I forget the guy, the guy does noon. I don't remember his name. But he, this guy is left. He's a lefty, Juan Williams. I mean, they bring on more lefties. I'm talking about dyed-in-the-wool lefties like Bob Beckel, who's now gone. But they bring those people on, Jamu Green and Lisa Durden, Richard Fowler. I mean, you could name them. And these people become prominent on the left because of Fox. So, you know, I'm watching this whole dynamic here, and I'm going, first of all, Fox is not this conservative enclave that everybody believes, number one. And I would, to say they're fair and balanced is the closest you get, even though I think they lean more left than right. And I know that may come as a surprise to some people, but it's the truth. And so, you know, the two biggest righties on there, outside of myself, I mean, I'm right of Tucker and Sean, no doubt about it. But I'm talking about people with shows, those guys. Now, I did list a lot of folks that didn't have shows, including Leslie Marshall. I debate her quite often. But I'm saying people with shows are lefties. A lot of the women on the Outnumbered are lefties or left-leaning. They say they're not, but they are. Meghan McCain, right-leaning. But what's her name? The cute mulatto girl. Forget her name, but Abby Huntsman. She's left-leaning, no doubt about it. So I could tell you this, but to lose fair and balance, I don't get it. But here's what The Blaze wrote. New York Magazine's Gabriel Sherman reported Wednesday that Fox News decided to shed its long-term model last August when Ailes was pushed out in the wake of a series of sexual harassment allegations against him. And one insider told the outlet that the slogan had been mocked, while other executives said the tagline was too closely associated with Roger. A spokesperson from Fox confirmed that they haven't used that slogan in any of its marketing materials, but added that the shift has nothing to do with programming or editorial decisions. According to Sherman, Fox News management has instructed executives to use one of the network's lesser-known slogans, most watched, most trusted. Now, given that as the backdrop and what's happening in the world of fake news, I can understand them going to most watched, most trusted. However, are they the most watched? They were for a while. Things are certainly, as I said earlier, in chaos. I believe that Fox will get it together and figure things out. And I think this new slogan will be okay. But I think they should dual market it. I don't know what you guys think. I'd be curious. So send me a note at kjradio.com or call the show 844-551-8255 and let me know your thoughts about that. But it just makes, you know, the rumors are abound that the Murdoch sons are more liberal. In fact, I was told that they were really going to build things around Megan because they like the fact that she leans left. And it was funny because when Megan was there, everybody, Kevin, you're on Megan. I was like, guys, if you really listen to Megan, she's left-leaning, if not leftist. And she and I argued multiple times, especially in things like Black Lives Matter and stuff like that, where she tried to, you know, stick up for the other side. And part of it, I think, was this attempt to be fair and balanced. But look, if you're going to have two people in the window, moderate. Don't pick sides. Now, in Fox's defense, Martha McCallum, who is a conservative, she tends to, you know, lean back the other direction. In terms of, like, she'll argue with on the side of the right. But anyway, with the Murdoch boys, I don't know what these guys are trying to do. Given their network dominance, you'd think that they would stay with fair and balanced. Now, Ayer said this when he was alive. He says, if you come out and try to do right-wing news, you're going to die. You can't get away with it. That's what he told a reporter once. And I'm of a mindset that you can't get away with being right or left. You do need to be fair and balanced. You allow the user, the consumer of your program to accept that. Now, with respect to radio, I believe guys like me, I'm an opinion guy. It would be like me having a show on Fox. I'm an opinion guy. I believe I can drive a big demographic because of my opinions. I mean, obviously, I do pretty well in radio. But in terms of the overall show, if I'm on a network, I don't know. I mean, obviously, conservative radio does very well. But leftist radio doesn't do very well. Leftist TV, despite what they tell you about the ratings and all that, I don't necessarily believe them. But it's not doing as well as they tell you, and that's why Fox has been so dominant. So, look, I don't know if it means anything, but to me, it's kind of a warning bell to watch out. Whether it's Fox or somebody else, we need balance in the news. We need people to make up their own minds.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000.
While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 7 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded in the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries. And Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by June 30th at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net.
Deadline for 7 cent guarantee is June 30th.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Jackson Radio Show.
Fox News, most watched, most trusted. Changing their logo from Fair and Balanced, their mantra, their whatever they call it, catchphrase, from Fair and Balanced to most watched, most trusted. Bad timing, considering they're not most watched right now. But hey, changes are afoot. And I'll tell you, Suzanne, who is the president of Fox, an acquaintance of mine, is making lots of changes. We'll see what happens. I would love to be a part of that restructure. I think there could be some really good things that come out of that, but we'll see what happens. If I don't do anything more at Fox, I'm cool with that. Serious business. If I don't do any more in radio, I'm cool with it. The only thing I would say is that the objective of doing the things that we're doing is to expand our voice, because it's your voice. The person wrote me a note the other day, and essentially he said, you know, you speak for me. I've actually uplifted this kid. Should I read this? Should really, you think? Oh, why not? So this message comes from, I feel bad saying his name because he lives with so many liberals, but let's just call him Brett, okay? Anyway, here's what he says. He says, first of all, this is an email he sent to me. You are my favorite talk show host, and I'm very glad I found your voice. Well, Brett, I'm going to stop there and tell you I should be your only talk show host. I'm only kidding. I'm glad I'm your favorite, and as I go on, you'll see why. But he says, I listen to you every day during my daily grind, and he works in a very liberal area. I'm not going to give away too much because I don't want Brett to get in any trouble. He lives in a very liberal area, and he says, you are funny, direct, and show no fear in what you say. I'm a huge fan, so thank you for continuing to make me laugh, critically think, and self-reflect. By the way, that is the biggest compliment that young Brett can pay me. And he goes on to say, I am a 22-year-old white conservative, obviously feeling guilty. No, I'm kidding. He says, I'm a 22-year-old white conservative, Trump-supporting millennial, living in the liberal cesspool of, and he tells me where he lives. And he says, which makes me a minority in my neighborhood in a sense of my political viewpoint. But you have helped me voice my opinion where before I probably would have stayed silent. I especially want to thank you for your Father's Day special. And he noted the day of the special. And he says, I love my father, and have come to recognize more and more every day how he has raised a man who works for what he wants, a man who takes personal responsibility for his action, a man who tries to do the right thing day in and day out. So as a son, thank you and God bless you. Well, thank you and God bless you, Brett. That's my fake name for the guy. because I truly appreciate, one, you being an avid listener, and two, you absorbing what we're talking about here. We're, you know, this isn't, yeah, should it be fun? Should we have fun together? Yeah, let's have a beer. Brett, if you're there doing your job, have a beer on me if they allow it, okay? But at the end of the day, you have to learn something from all of this. We have to be able to push back and fight back. And that's what I'm trying to do, is give you guys enough to do that. Brett, I don't know if you're a father yet, but if you are, you're going to be a great one. And, yeah, I'm glad you're thanking your dad. I hope that Father's Day message resonated with lots of people, because I'm sick of people attacking men. You can attack the metrosexual pansies all you want. I'm not protecting those little snowflakes. You can do whatever you want with them. But you cannot attack real men. I won't allow it. Because real men are the backbone of this nation, whether people want to believe it. Oh, women. Let me tell you something. I have the total respect for women. But you're not going to disrespect men, because we are the way. You look at a strong father in a family, and I'll show you kids that have it together practically every single time. When the dad rules the roost and he says, here's how he comes in and plays father, whatever that means to you. I know what it means to me. It can differ. But when you have a strong father who uplifts his mom, makes her the light of his life, and who also showcases that sternness and stability that fathers tend to bring to the equation, moms can nurture, dads provide this other thing. And I know that the feminists out there, you can't give us gender roles, I just did. What you going to do about it? It doesn't mean fathers can't nurture. Let me tell you something. My son will cry or do something, he gets reprimanded by mom, or something happens at school. I'm there to go, okay, all right, come here. In fact, a couple times I've reprimanded him, and then he's crying. I go, come here, let's talk it out. So fathers can be nurturing too, but you're there for a reason. And you're there to take care of the bump in the night. You're there to let your family and everybody around you know, this here my juke joint. And I don't know how most men handle their scandals, but let me tell you something. With my family and my little circle of trust, you bother anybody in there and watch who comes to the front the first. It will be me. And I'll have a look in my eye that says, you just made the biggest mistake of your life. And I'm not trying to be bigger and badder than anybody out there. I'm really not. I know my capabilities, but that's not what this is about. What it's about is every father feels that way. Every father wants I'm talking about real men. They are like, hey, we're cool. Kevin, you may be the baddest guy on the planet. Just don't bother my kids. And God bless you guys for feeling that way. That's the way you're supposed to feel. You're supposed to be. That's what gives us that sense of community, because once we expand beyond that, I feel the same way about for example, the kids in my little boy's circle. At one of the fathers, he came up to me, he goes, Kevin, it's really funny to watch parents when we're all out here. He goes, everybody's sort of, telling other kids, hey, wake up out there, so-and-so, wake up, hey, dude. And it's not just their kids. And so he confided in me. He says, I actually like it when you talk to my son, because he doesn't always listen to me, but he listens to you. And I go, isn't that funny? Our kids will be like rolling their eyes at us, but then they'll pay attention to coach, or they'll pay attention to this guy, because he's coach. Greg is not coach. Greg is a parent who's out there, watching the first base line, and it could be me tomorrow. But when Greg says, hey, do this or do that, it's strict, okay, I got it. Yes, sir. But it's an interesting dynamic as to how we allow each other to sort of co-parent in an environment. So you extend your environment, you extend that, and suddenly you find yourself in what's called a community. And that community lives by a set of rules. And everybody abides by it. But what's funny about our little, and I'm just using this baseball dynamic, we get along. Anyway, again, thanks for the message. Lots of stuff going on in the news, as I mentioned. Trump reversed his Cuban policy. And, my big thing about that is, who cares? Trump reverses the Cuban policy. The bigger thing that came out of the story to me was the polls. We were told, I just saw one poll, Huffington Post, and they said 60% oppose what Trump did to reverse the Cuban policy. And I thought to myself, really? So that's why airlines are canceling routes to Cuba, because so many people want to go. When Obama opened up Cuba, they made it sound like, oh my gosh, everybody's going to want to go to Cuba and go check it out. Cuba is no more interesting. If you're going to go somewhere, go to Jamaica. You know, go to the Bahamas. Go to Antigua. Cuba? Really? Unless you're in the 1950s classic cars and botulism, then there's no reason to go. I had friends go, came back and said, oh my gosh. I called them, called up my buddy's wife. I mean, I called them up and she answered the phone and she's like, oh, we're in bed, Kevin. We're sicker than dogs. They'd gone to Cuba, flown their plane over, got with a tour, and paid $175 a night because for what essentially was a hostel. She says, Kevin, it didn't even have hot water. And she says, we're not going back until they have a Hilton. She says it was horrible. She said the food was bad. She says you cannot drink the water. It's worse. It's like Mexico. And she says the places we stayed were dumps. She says, God forbid. She says we were sick over there. And Bill, my friend, he says Bill's like hoping he can fly the plane back to the United States so they can get medical attention if they need it. That was their Cuban experience. And these are people that love to travel. And I said to him, so where next? And she goes, don't even ask. We're not even thinking about where we're going next. It's like a woman after she gives a baby and you go, so when's the next one? She's like, oh, no, we're not even considering it right now. You got to give them time to recover. But that, so reversing the Cuban policy, but 60% oppose it. Who? Why? What has anybody even thought about the Cuban policy up to this point? You have vicious dictators that are still in power. Nothing's changed over there. Why? Did somebody explain to me how the Americans have 60% of the people going, oh, we don't want to deal with this. It's all news. It's all fake news. Oh, Obama set the Cuban policy. So if Trump changes it, then it must be bad. Really? That's what makes it bad, that Donald Trump changed it. What did the Cuban policy bring to people? Did it give us better health care? Some congresswoman, Watson, goes over there, visits Cuba, visits Castro, and says Barack Obama is the Castro of America. And I said, yeah, he sure is. And he gave us their same health care system. She bragged on their health care system. I dare you to go, any leftists, I dare any of you pukes, go look at the Cuban health care system through the real eyes of Cubans, and you tell me it compares in any way to the American health care system. It doesn't. Not only should we reverse our Cuban policy, we should get rid of Obamacare because he was the Castro of our healthcare system.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer, or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right, if you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. We have tons to discuss, and I'm going to be honest with you. I'm still, as I broadcast right now, trying to figure out what matters, right? Now and in the long term. By the way, if you want to reach us, kjradio.com is where you can get the on-demand podcast, whatever you want to call it, of the show, anytime you want, day or night. 844-551-8255 if you want to. Get a hold of us on the show or leave a message. We love it. You guys call all the time. Occasionally we play the calls. If you don't want us to, don't. A lot of times you'll say, Kevin, call me. We take your number out if we play it, things like that. We're not going to let anybody get to you. So but we'd love to hear what you have to say. I will tell you, though, I always feel remiss after broadcast because there's so much information to discern. It's not like the old days where you didn't have the 24-hour news cycle and, you know, you were wondering what's real, what to, you know, there's so much information and so much of it is fake. The level of research and the things you have to do are just, they're undaunting. Or I should say they're daunting. We're trying to undaunt them for you, is what I meant to say. Oh, man. I know you looked at me funny. That's okay. I caught it. I caught it on. You know, it's funny. I'm thinking, talking to my producers here, but I'll say things, and then I do catch them because my ear, you know, my mouth is saying it, and my ear's not hearing it. That's why I used to tell people all the time, I don't know what I say on the radio. We have a subject matter. We talk about it. The beauty of that is it is just open and honest discussion. The bad part is that if you do misspeak, you know, like maybe you don't put the not or the no in there. And so it sounds like you're for something versus being, you know, against it when you're really against it. And but you can't go that fast. I think we've gotten better, right? Wouldn't you guys say we've gotten better? Yeah. So we were talking earlier about Trump changing the policy towards Cuba, and 60% of the people disagreed with it. And I'm going, really? So if they polled everybody, should we normalize relationships with Cuba? Did you think Obama polled that? Of course not. He just thought, this is the only thing in a legacy that I can do, and it certainly furthers the cause of communism, so why not? And Trump reversed it. Why do we need to be friends with a dictatorial regime run by the Castro brothers who's done nothing to make themselves be pro-American? Do they sell American flags? Do you see them waving over there? What do the Cubans feel? And I know Marco Rubio has been commenting about this, but I honestly don't know his opinion, but I would venture to say he's happy about it. I know the Cubans in Miami are happy about it. And I'll tell you this, Donald Trump didn't do that because he was trying to placate them. He looked at it from the standpoint of, we're one America. Why should our vacation dollars go to Cuba when they can go to Key West? Why should we do anything to further the cause of Cuba when they have not been a good, solid citizen to us? Why should we help them? We do nothing except extend the olive branch to people who have done nothing except embarrass us. Barack Obama went to Cuba and embarrassed Americans. You remember when the Castro brother, the younger one, was holding Barack Obama's limp wrist? As he practically bowed. I mean, he was like, he looked like a little schoolgirl. that the high school quarterback said he's going to take her to the prom. Oh, my God, I can't believe it. It was so embarrassing. Not to mention, it was embarrassing because we got nothing back from this exchange to say, hey, we're going to open our markets to you. We're going to let business go over and develop, et cetera. There's nothing. Anyway, we got another report. And this one, believe it or not, disregard the numbers, but it does bode well. So Rasmussen reports that Donald Trump has 50% approval. Donald Trump tweets out, hey, we're at 50% approval. I tweeted back to him, oh, so Mr. President, just understand that means you're around 75%. Because when you think, and I know we can argue the numbers. Oh, Kevin, it's probably closer to 62. Yeah, okay, fine, whatever. Pick your number. Mine is no more wrong than yours or right. But the point is, we know the polls are skewed. Donald Trump's doing a phenomenal job. And what I want you to look at, when you look at all these stories and the beatdown, I think it was Kellyanne Conway that just said the other day, she said, she profiled the barrage of negativity in stories against Donald Trump. And despite all that, folks, and this is the ray of sunshine here, despite all that, he's at 50% on Rasmussen. I've told you, I've seen approval ratings negative 18%. You know, in other words, Donald Trump's at 34% and the people hate him. You know, the only 34% of the people like what he's doing. All that is bogus BS. Let them empty the guns on Trump. Because even with the things that he started doing that are very amazing, I'm talking about pointing to companies where you can get jobs, pointing to the unemployment rate. People are actually looking for work, and the unemployment rate is still at, 4.3%? Yellen just said it'll go down to 4.2. I don't know what the number is, but it's not zero that makes it like equilibrium where people actually have their jobs. It's something like 4.1. Whatever that number is, Trump will be beyond it. Unemployment rate will drop down into the threes, I predict. And it's all going to be because of these policies. So when that continues to happen, when you start seeing numbers you've never seen, stock market just punch through 21,000. It's at 21,003 and change. And don't be surprised if it's at 24,000 by the end of the year. It will not surprise me. So when you look at all this and you say, oh, his approval rating is at 50%, it's probably 75. And let me tell you, it's going to get higher. I noted this to somebody the other day. I said there has not been a terror attack in America as of June the 12th. That was the day last year when the radical Muslims attacked Pulse nightclub and killed dozens of gays. There hasn't been a terror attack since. Doesn't mean they're not planning. You know, God forbid, knock on wood, that doesn't happen. But the point is, there hasn't been one. And it's because of the policies of Donald Trump. You are much safer today than you were before. They know this. The left knows this. You are more likely to get hired today than you were before. You're going to watch industry slowly start to tick up. And it's already happening, by the way. And every time I name the various companies that Donald Trump can point his finger at, I ask leftists all the time, give me one company. Just one that Barack Obama said, I implemented a policy and they did something and I created jobs. Name me one. Barack Obama will tell you the unemployment rate dropped below 6%. Yeah, it's down to 5.9. But he can't tell you this company did this or that and his policy that impacted it. Donald Trump goes out. He says, I'll save Carrier. I'm taking you back through it, but I'll save Carrier. He does. He threatens the overseas companies, you better start bringing these jobs back. He brings back, IBM says, we're making an announcement. Their lady president said, we are making an announcement. We're bringing 25,000 jobs back to the United States, period. U.S. Steel, we're going to start up. They just fired up the first steel company in, I don't know, a long time. They just fired up their facility again. And prior to doing that, they had opened up one of their clothes plants. I'm talking about they fired up a new facility. They opened up a clothes plant across the river in southern Illinois and brought on 200 jobs there. Now, you go, it's 200 jobs. 200 jobs in an industry that everybody considered dead. That's what it is, 200 jobs. Dow Chemical, 150 jobs in Michigan in a R&D center, and they say we're bringing more. SoftBank already has 5,000 of the 50,000 promised jobs that are related to Sprint in the telecommunications industry, and they say they're investing $50 billion in this economy. Alibaba, 1 million jobs. Ford didn't move their plant. And I could go on. If I haven't even done any more research on the companies that have changed their policies because of the impact of Trump's plan, bringing back the erasing legislation that made them unable to go out and do things. We just had a coal facility that just came back online because of Trump's legislation. Oh, if you're a green energy nutcase, fine. You be a green energy nutcase, but what he's allowing these companies to do is look at cleaner versions of their energy. There are clean coal burning plants that have been looked at where they've got filters on them and they meet the emission standards of the so-called climate change nutcases. There are many of these facilities, for example, and I talked about this the other day, the petrochem industry, they have antiquated facilities that could be completely refabricated to be much cleaner. Not to mention, these very same facilities want to invest in hydrogen. They want to invest in solar. They want to invest in some of these other alternative fuels, but they can't do it because they're hamstrung, because they're being forced by these other mandates to put money into nothing. So this is why you're watching Donald Trump's numbers start to rise. But here's the bad news for the left, folks. This will continue. All this negative stuff you guys are doing and the fact that you have people out there shooting up folks because they don't like Donald Trump or they don't like the Republicans, this will continue. And that's what the left they hate it because they know their time is limited.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.